Hey, Pet Nation, it's Dr. T here, and I'm really excited because I am talking to the co-founders of of Dig Labs. Jessica Chu is the COO and Tara Zadeko is the CEO, and they're creating this app that can look at your poop. So I was talking about poop as being the main content of the radio show this week. So talking about poop's very important. Everybody poops. It's one of those things that really happens, but they're going to look at your pet's poop and through, if correct me if I'm wrong, we have some great algorithms that's going to identify parasites in your pet's poop. And I don't want to go into detail because this is all still in development. And, I think it's very exciting because, as you know, GI parasites are huge. They're huge in the vet world. And with the changing environment, with global warming, I have personally seen parasites just flourish, which is really not a good thing. So I'm really excited about this product. But the beauty about these guys are they're not veterinarians. And from what I understand their backgrounds, they really don't have much to do with anything within the vet field. They're definitely pet parents. They're definitely pet lovers. And like any great entrepreneurial story, they thought of an idea and they're implementing it into reality. And so what I'd like to do, guys, is first, welcome to the show. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, great. And what I'd like to do is just like for each of you, can you just let me know how do you get from where you are? So if you could let our listening and viewing audience know exactly what you do for a living other than this entrepreneurial route. And then how did it come to developing an app about poop? I'll let you go first, Tara.
Awesome. Thanks for having us, Dr. T. It's so exciting to meet you and someone that's local. I live in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. So my journey started way back in college as a biomedical engineering student and a material science student at Cornell University. And there, what I did was I did research in nanotechnology related to cancer drugs. So essentially, I created nanoparticles that by changing the pH inside a cancer cell, the nanoparticles changed color. And so what we could do is using a microscope, we could detect pH changes in cancer cells to develop better chemotherapies. So the red thread in my career has always been this idea of how can we see things that we traditionally haven't been able to see before so that we can develop new technologies that can advance science. So fast forward, I ended up joining Johnson & Johnson's research and development program in the consumer organization where we developed baby products, adult skincare products, feminine care products, etc. And I spent 6 years there developing products that are used by consumers all around the world. I ended up going back for my MBA and at NYU and then moved into the brand management side, where I led brands like Aveeno, Rogaine, and Neosporin. And I think there what I really learned was this appreciation for consumers and the insights that they drew, and so how we can make better products and bring them to market. And then that's actually when I met Jess. So I'll let Jess tell her part of the story, and then we can proceed with kind of how we came together.
Wow.
Yeah, that's super exciting. I'm Jess. I got my, to back way up, I've always had a love for, one, helping people, and then, two, a passion for animals, specifically dogs. So I wanted to grow up and be a veterinarian when I was little. Life took me a different path. I ended up going into the very similar field of mergers and acquisitions and finance. And so was in management consulting for several years before I had the realization that when I thought about my career, I wanted to be in a career where I had more ownership and got to work on the same projects, the same problems every day. And so that led me to Johnson & Johnson, which is where I met Tara after completing my MBA at NYU. And throughout this time in graduate school, I started fostering dogs. So I fostered over 53 dogs I'm very involved within the rescue community. That's kind of how I continue to red thread giving back. So I'm familiar with shelter medicine, parvo, kennel cough, GI parasites, as you mentioned, a lot of the things that come across, especially since many of the rescues that I support pull from like Texas, the South, where those things are more prevalent.
So, at the end of this, I do want to talk to you guys just about being role models, especially in today's day and age of, you know, we're talking about those Asian hate crime things and everything like that. And so this is blowing me away. Terry, you're talking about like cell-targeted cancer research, which is huge in itself. Neosporin, who does not use Neosporin? I'm telling clients, yeah, put Neosporin on it twice a day, right? But in that world, we call it triple antibiotic ointment. But I mean, it's just amazing. And then, Jess, you're talking about your marketing and everything like that, and 50 rescue dogs. Okay, I'm not worthy right now. That's how I feel like as an Asian right now. But that's amazing. So we've got this great story of two people who really didn't know each other having similar long-term goals in the back of their head and developing this. Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so okay, go ahead.
Let me tell you the rest of the story. So what happened was Jess and I were on the same team when we were in marketing and became really great friends. And out of that, life kind of took us in slightly different directions. So I actually went back to do a stint in external innovation, where I was meeting startups for skin health on a daily basis and being so inspired by what they were doing. Jess left J&J to pursue a career at a beauty company. And we got together one night and we were commiserating around how difficult it was to take care of our rescues. So I had, at the time, a 10-year-old chef ski mix who's now 13. Jess was on, I think, her like 32nd foster, maybe. And we were talking about how it's just such a shame when we look at the advancements in human healthcare, everything from, to your point, personalized cell therapies to precision supplements that, you know, you take a quiz and you can know what to take. And we were talking about how these unexplained digestive issues keep popping up with our rescues. And wouldn't it be great if there was a way for us to communicate better with them? Because what happens is, unfortunately, they're suffering in silence. And, you know, as avid pet parents, we're looking for clues. We're always looking for clues. Is it like the start of diarrhea? Is it unexplained gurgly belly? And, you know, unfortunately, we're just not great at being detectives for our dogs. So it will bubble up into an emergency situation like bloody stool or something before we're like, oh my gosh, something's wrong. So we're like, there has to be a better way for us to listen to our pets. And that sort of sparked this side hustle, which became Dig Labs. So our first foray into pet care was actually looking to develop personalized probiotics. And what we learned was, in order to develop those, we needed to perform microbiome DNA sequencing on the stool, which was time consuming and expensive. And actually, the science of microbiome is quite nascent, as I'm sure you know, Dr. T. So we realized that that might be a 20-year goal, but maybe not a 2019 goal, which is when we started. So instead, what we decided to do was launch a personalized supplement in order to start addressing some of the needs we saw. But unfortunately, what kept coming back to us was this inability of pet parents to tell us what was wrong with their pets. So, you know, we could only develop a supplement as well as the pet parent could communicate what was happening. And the more we dug deeper into this, the more we realized that the real insight here was developing these communication tools through science. And that's when, you know, being inspired by beauty technology, computer vision, the ability for computers to read CT scans and sort of like take over some of the manual detection, we wondered, you know, instead of scooping poop and sticking it into a vial, what if we took photos of the stool? How much could we learn? And what are the, like, what is the coolest thing that we could learn from a photo of poop? So then what we did was we had pet parents take photos of their dog's poop and send them to us. We also did these discovery projects to understand, okay, well, what what can we visualize from the microbiome? If we do microbiome assessments and take stool photos at the same time, can we create associations there? And then to your point on parasites, you know, obviously that was the biggest need when we spoke to veterinarians and technicians. So we decided to see what we could do in the parasite world, and we're really excited to continue that research right now.
That's amazing. So basically you're talking about AI technology, right? To help the, and it's so funny because I can't tell you how many, I know an entrepreneur, he created a, when I met him, he's using the iPod camera system, but this high resolution camera system. So he developed a way to hook it up to do nasal scoping and ear scope, because he goes, everyone can buy like a $200 iPod and use that. So you guys are using this technology because, I mean, one of the most powerful cameras we have in our life, and everyone has one, is right here.
Exactly.
You know, even though I'm still a purist, I like the DSLR lens.
Yeah.
But the like this is so close. I can't tell you.
It really is amazing, and it's honestly the only reason why we're able to do something like this today, right? If you think about 5 years ago, even the technologies and smartphones aren't where they are today. And Jess and I really wanted to develop something that could be accessible, right? Like, we didn't want to develop a technology that only the top 1% could afford. You know, pets are everything. They're our life, they're our love. And so we felt like it was our personal mission to make sure that we could democratize access to science and technology.
It's amazing. Your value system is blowing me away because, you know, I always go back to, why are we doing what we do, right? So how passionate are we about life and everything? And you guys have a great why. You guys have a great why. So tell me more about this. So you've got this app. And so do I just literally go to my backyard, take a photo of my dog's poop, and then it'll say what? What will it tell me?
Just the
Okay. Yeah, it's as simple as go into your backyard, Dr. T. Get as close as you can, snap a quick photo. You can also snap a photo and then upload it if that's easier. And then we will tell you if things are directionally looking good, if there's something that looks a little bit amiss and you should probably keep monitoring, as well as recommendations based on what we're detecting to help alleviate any stress or issues that we're seeing. And then lastly, if things are looking more serious, then we'll recommend that you go to your veterinarian for an in-person consultation or contact them, along with tips. And one of the tips that we are very passionate about is to make sure that folks know that they should be bringing in that next stool sample, so that way further diagnostics can happen to triage and figure out what exactly is the cause of the symptom.
That's awesome. And then, so from my perspective as a practicing veterinarian, do you foresee it? So I can't tell you how many poop samples come through the door. I can't tell you how many photos of poop. You know, my dog has diarrhea. I'm not sure if I want to come in. So they send a photo via email, right? So I can't tell you how many. I should make a wall of poop photos. But so from my perspective, so what I do is the poop sample comes in, because 9 times out of 10, they just want to start with a poop sample. And then I send that to the lab. So I have to wait 24 hours before I visually get a response. So do you foresee this, that I open up the bag or the Tupperware, wherever they put the poop in, and I could take a photo then, and I could kind of get an idea of what's going on? Or like, how, what's the accuracy here? Would I be able to go, okay, so it's indicating, let's say it's indicating there's a strong possibility of Giardia, and I could actually maybe even give that client something to go home with? Is that how you picture this?
That is the dream, right? So that would be nirvana for us. And that's honestly what we're working for, what we're working toward right now. So I'm said another way, the idea would be if we could create models that would say, you know, Dr. T, your dog, we think that she has a 70% chance of Giardia, a 50% chance of hookworm or roundworm based on this sample. But of course, our goal is not to replace the lab, right? Our goal is to become a complement to that continuous care. So we're really excited about being able to help provide precision to pet parents in their moment of need, either if it's on a walk or if they're having a pet sitter and the pet sitter is seeing something weird, they can text a photo. And then even beyond that, of course, we're really passionate in the wellness space. So that's some of the work that we're doing with microbiome, for example, where through photos, we've already developed the capability to predict the carbohydrate load of a dog's diet based on a series of stool photos taken over a consecutive amount of time. So, for example, I'm sure you can imagine how useful that could be to your practice if you could help provide a macronutrient recommendation, or you could say to a pet parent, you know, I know you're feeding grain-free, but apparently your pet is getting too many carbs. Like, what treats are you feeding them, for example? You know, I think there's a lot of challenges when it comes to being a pet parent. As vigilant as you can be, carbs can sneak in or things can sneak in. So as much as we try and track what's on the label of the main food, sometimes we're not necessarily getting a picture of that full diet. So that's another example of something that we're really excited to provide in terms of getting to holistic health and wellness and providing that long-term, everyday type of tracking capability.
Oh man, I'm if you notice, I'm taking notes here because I've got all these ideas that and people I want to connect you guys with. I think that, you know, in my profession, nutrition is something that I've had a few associates who had a passion for it, but generally we don't. We really don't go down that road. And there is, so speaking of which, I'm going to connect you with a veterinary nutritionist. I know she's local too. She's one of the only few practicing in private practice and she's phenomenal. I think you guys would hit it off. And so there's open avenues there for you guys. So this is interesting. Microbiome to think. Okay. I see tons of great possible futures with this thing. So how can the pet parents out there? So I understand that you guys, you know, in order to help you get the specifics and get this system down right, you need poop samples. So how can either I know you say you work with shelters, you want to work with veterinarians, you want to work with pet parents. How can the listening and viewing audience out there help you guys get more data? What's the goal there?
Thanks for asking. So right now we do have a version of our app available on the App Store, and we're calling it our beta version. It's the Dig Labs Health Check. So anyone with an iPhone can download it and give it a try with their stool photos. And like Jess said, you can take some stool photos at your leisure, or, you know, as the dog, obviously we can't time a dog's poop. So as the dog is ready, and then upload them later via the app. And what we're looking to do right now is we're looking to basically test the algorithms, right? We're looking to understand how well are they working? How can we fine tune them? So Jess and I actually personally review every single photo that comes through because we want to make sure that there is a great experience for pet parents. And as the technology scales, obviously the idea is that that can go away and then we can be more autonomous with the app. But for now, based on the development stage that we're in, we want to make sure that everyone has a great experience. And what we're doing is, depending on the stools that we're seeing, we're reaching out to pet parents and offering them a kit to send back a sample of the stool in combination with a photo so that we can continue to develop this parasite technology that we mentioned.
Wow.
And that would, of course, be free of charge. Everything is free right now. So the app is free, the assessments are free, and because this is really around developing the technology so that we can provide it to as many pet parents as possible in the future.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. I would add, if there is anyone who's listening and you work in animal rescue, specifically dog rescue, or you're a volunteer, we would love to hear from you. You can reach out to us, email us. We have an ongoing parasite project where we're looking to collect fecal samples from dogs that have recently been transported or currently are living in the South and Southeast regions. So we can continue to build up the amazing technologies that we talked about earlier, Dr. T, such as, like, there's a 70% chance that your dog might have Giardia or hookworm. So if you're out there, we would love to connect with you and have you join our parasite research program.
That's amazing. I thought of more names that I'm going to connect you guys after the show. But and I got to tell you, so if something came up like that and said, hey, there's a 80% chance of Giardia and 70% chance of hookworms, you guys have basically enabled me to actually start a treatment protocol. I could literally start a treatment protocol with that pad. So as the accuracy gets better, oh my God. And the other trend is that I know you don't want to take away from labs, and I understand that. And, you know, I work closely with the big lab companies, but the trend is now to get desktop in-house items. And so, you know, we've moved from just blood. Now we have urine. Now there's slide histopath analysis all coming to the desktop for in-house use on vets. And so just, you know, adding this to that mix, it'll be like a one-stop analysis, which again, from my perspective, to be able to actually diagnose a pet that fast, right? So if they come in with severe bloody diarrhea, right? We're running a multitude of tests, finding out what's going on. So I can do the blood work. I can check the urine. I can take radiographs. I can get in and do what I always do, do a rectal exam and everything. But I don't know if there's a parasite. I don't know if the parasite was the inciting cause, right? And so from a treatment standpoint, you're going, okay, we're going to treat whatever, but we always hold off on the parasitic treatment, or we do best guess. We go, okay, let's treat regardless. But it would be great to know what's going on in there. And then to add to that, well, your pet is lacking this, that, and this. Nutrition is so huge on getting these pets back to health. This is blowing my mind. Blowing my mind because you guys drive by my clinic, right? Blowing my mind. No one knows where Skillman Blomberg is, right? Mm-hmm. I bet you, listening to your audience, tell me where Skillman Blomberg is. But it's like, this is blowing my mind. This is awesome. This is awesome.
Thank you. And one question for you, Dr.
Yeah.
What's something that we haven't talked about that, based on our capabilities, you think we could provide to the pet parents or to the veterinary practices that you think would be just, you know, game changing in addition to, like, and different from what we've already discussed?
You want to know what you guys can provide for me?
Yeah.
I think the way it should work is just, it's all about data, right? It's all about volume and data. So I think initially we should just be doing this poop thing. So I think that what I'm taking off the top of my head is that finding a way, because how many fecal samples do I do a day? At least 10 to 20 fecal samples a day come through the door, right? Almost every appointment that comes in, we have a fecal sample. I think that if we get that data that way, I think it'll be best. I think that generally for you two, I mean, just, I could just throw out there areas that I think are lacking in the vet profession. Just, I'd rather do that than you guys just have this mindset that you're looking for, you know, as all entrepreneurs do, find the solution to a problem, right? So I think that I can do that. And ironically, nothing to do with this is both of you have management experience, right? So one of the big areas in vet medicine is management. So we'll talk after about things like that. But what this app is going to do just from a diagnostic treatment protocol itself is amazing. But yeah, let's have, I think we should have a discussion about other avenues out there.
Great. That'll well, thank good. You so much for having us.
Yeah, not a problem.